Welcome to our, I guess, first remote cheer of the year, and hopefully our one of our last. I think the intention at the moment, you can hear me? Okay. I think the intention at the moment, from what I understand, is that we will be able to have the cheer in the cheer room on Thursday, unless something changes in terms of the yeshiva's situation, but as far as I know, there's no indication of that. Then whoever can make it in, great, and whoever not can hear remotely. But we would like to get back to normalcy as soon as we can. So I'm sorry that we're kind of hitting this, rough spot. And more importantly, everybody should be healthy and, keep safe. But we do want to try going forward to maximize the opportunities for getting on track in terms of the shear. That's something that is very important in its own right. And, in an ace sara, body, certainly limud Torah is beneficial. And if we get a chance, we'll speak about Purim towards the end of this particular shear. Can you hear me? Okay. So what I want to do today is I want to finish up part of what we were discussing last time. You can see, you can hear, everything is working. Okay, I'm gonna, keep an eye on your thumb, I guess. That's the indication. So, what I want to do is finish up some of the things that we were discussing, and I particularly wanted some of the amazing insights of the Mishnah Malach on the topic, because he really crystallizes a lot of the issues and distinctions that we've been discussing, and his perspective is almost the parallel opposite of what we've been trying to develop, which actually is very helpful because it brings into very sharp focus some of the distinctions, but coming from the opposite direction. So before we get to the Mishnah Melech, I think the last thing we're discussing was Mumala Kala Torah Kula. So basically the question that we are left with is, develops the idea that a Mumala Barazara and a Mumala Kala Sashas Befarhesia are considered to be Mumala Kala Rakula, some disputes. So the question is, where does that leave us in terms of there being a third category, maybe a more primary category, and that is the category of Mumala Kala Tarakula itself. Is there such a category? What is the technical requirement to obtain that category? Is that category, if it exists, identical with Mumar L'Chalos HaShabbos and Mumar L'Avodah Zarah? And if not, why not? Those are the questions that I want to deal with very briefly. And again, the Mishnah Melech will provide an additional opportunity. Can everybody hear me? I'm seeing a green telephone signal. Is that okay? Yeah. Okay. Good. So, again, as we noted the other day, for Rav Hanan, who denies Mumar L'Avodah Zarah being a Mumar L'Chalos HaShabbos B'Chol Torah Kula, there is some question as to whether or not there still isn't a category of Mumar L'Chalos Torah Kula. I think the majority view is that there is. And then, just to frame the question in a way that highlights the problem, if you're looking in terms of a straightforward quantitative hierarchy, we would say, well, Rav Hanan, who rejects or denies the idea of Mumar L'Avodah Zarah being a Mumar L'Chalos Torah Kula, thinks that a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah could still have Kedushas Yisrael with regard to other. Well, if he believes that there's something called Mumar L'Chalos Torah Kula, that is measured and defined, whether it's in terms of Rov or it's in terms of actual call, then Kol Shekei, who paskin Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, is a Mumar L'Chalos Torah Kula. And I'm assuming for the moment that L'Chalos has something likely based on the Gemara in Eruv. None also would have rejected. It would be very curious and very fascinating if he did not. So we might say that if Rav Hanan, who is more, has a tendency to come when it comes to mitzvos, more their authority. that there's a cohesive, integrated, holistic Mumalachala Tarakula, that in Kol Shekein, you know, we who have expanded this category considerably, we certainly can believe that there is something else called Mumar. In other words, mid the Ravana, Nishma, Lekula, Mahalak. However, considering the fact that the Rambam never records such a category, which is curious, again, Rabbi Yerucham does, and the Shulchan Aruch definitely takes it from Rabbi Yerucham. The Rajba certainly has such a category. The Rishonim have such a category. I assume that they were of the opinion that if Ravanan has such a thing, assuming he has it, then Kol Shekein we have it, or even without Ravanan, if Mumin L'Avar Azar and Mumin L'Chal Shabbos and Mumin L'Chal Tarakula, then Mumin L'Chal Tarakula is a Mumin L'Chal Tarakula. The Rambam, who doesn't have it, either it's obvious, so he doesn't need to say it, the Mishnah Melech and others seem to project that even the Rambam has such a category. My own suspicion is that the Rambam denies it, and that the Rambam would say that either Ravanan didn't have it either, or if he did have it, that is consistent with having a totally different perspective on the whole sugya. That's Rabban, let's say, doesn't believe that Chomer HaIsur per se Chomer L'Chal HaTarakula, or he doesn't believe, that if he believes in compartmentalization, but we don't. So the idea is that the Ravanan doesn't believe it, fine, and even if he does believe it, the point is that the debate is a fundamental debate about what constitutes representation or the embodiment of Kol HaTarakula. That we, who paskin that Avodah Zarah and Chilul Shabbos and Parnassah should count, think that that is connected to the Chomer HaIsur, or Gavra, Bogeid, Umeshumar, or the linchpin idea that we've been developing, and that is that if you take Torah mitzvahs away from the framework of certain other mitzvahs, certainly Avodah Zarah, then what remains is a different religion. It's not, different components of the same religion. And if you take that position, so then you're not perhaps likely to assess larger commitment in terms of quantity, the amount of mitzvahs that you do, rather in terms of these issues, Chomer HaIsur, linchpin, Gavra Rasha, maybe they're not actually captured by Mumin L'Chal HaTarakula. So that's what I mean about the possibility that maybe the Rambam and others, against Rabbi Yerucham, against the Rajba, would deny that there's a separate category of Mumin L'Chal HaTarakula. The other problem, and this I alluded to the other day, is that there could be a technical issue as well. And that's the issue that Rabbi Kiv Eger discusses, and that is, if you think that Mumar L'Avodah Zarah is a Mumar L'Chal HaTarakula, and that Mumar L'Chal Shabbat Parhes is a Mumar L'Chal HaTarakula, so then the category of Mumar L'Chal HaTarakula that remains needs to assume that one is observant in these two areas. And the question is whether, for the same reason that transgressing in these two areas constitutes a Chal HaTarakula, is it possible that observance in these two areas, excludes you from being a Mumar L'Chal HaTarakula? So an expression of that can be found in Rabbi Kiv Eger, who suggests that maybe you have to be a Mumar L'Chal HaShabbos at least Betzina to qualify for this other category of Mumar L'Chal HaTarakula. But if you're Shomer Shabbos and you're not a violator of Avodah Zarah either, you would have too much of a status of Poshe Yisrael to be excluded on the basis of Mumar L'Chal HaTarakula. So that is the issue that we were discussing. In addition to that, you also have the view of the Rajba, who speaks about the possibility of this being defined by Rov. That, of course, is very interesting. And we already discussed the view of the Prima Gadim, who, in the name of Alechem Simla, who is the Tuat's Shor, somebody pointed out to me the other day, is of the opinion that you either need to be a Varian in a pattern for three Averos. That's most Makel, I guess, depending on your point of view. Achmir, Shita, of what constitutes a Mormon Lachal Tarakula. If there's no pattern in that, it has to do, you know, with just very specific discrete violations. So his other view is that you need Ove, but he uses the expression Rubel Kakulo, as I mentioned on Tuesday, last Tuesday, that implies that Kolotar Kula is a category. There's something called Kolotar Kula. And then if there's Rubo Kikulo of that, then that constitutes, you know, again, a Hagdara definition of consensus, you know, of the totality. But if you didn't look at Kolotar Kula as a totality to begin with, just as discrete, independent, 613, let's say, mitzvos, then you could never get to a point where you would ever say Rubo Kukulo. And the Lechem Simla suggestion is that Rubo Kukulo, that simply on the basis of the quantity, so these are the different perspectives on this issue. two other points just before we move on to the Mishnah Malach. The Rajbah that the Mishnah Malach also discusses. And then what is the relationship between Mumar Laoso Davar and Mumar Lecholotar? Meaning, which one is more chum? If you know the din of one, would you know the din of the other or not? So the Rajba is of the opinion, he says this very explicitly, that Mumar Lecholotar Kula is a bigger chiddush than Mumar Laoso Davar, Le'inyan Laoso Davar. The Rajma says, once you know that Mumar Lekal Tarakula is a Mumar Lekal Tarakula, or that Mumar Lavarazar Lechalas Hashabbos Farhesya is a Mumar Lekal Tarakula, once you know that, then it's a Davar Pashut, that Mumar Laoso Davar, say, would be Mufka, you know, from a Karban, or would be considered a mumar laoso davar. And the truth is that that is not at all simple. And we're going to get back to this. That's something that the Mishnah Malach will see embraces. But in fact, this becomes a very critical question. Because if you see mumar lachal tarakula merely as a issue of chashud, and you see it in quantitative terms, so then you might say, you know, that Mumar Laoso Davar is actually a more acute expression, especially if you can go with Rove, or, you know, or again, we're talking about Mumar Laoso Davar, Mumar Lechalos Hashabbos Farhesya, so there's no actual evidence that you are an Avarian with respect to, let's say, Nevela, or Mila, or some other category in Halacha. So then it's obvious that with respect to the issue that you're dealing with, a Mumar L'davar Echad is worse than a Mumar L'chol Tarakula. But if you take what I call, and which we're going to refer to again when we talk about the Mishnah Melech, is a more Rambam-oriented perspective. We've tried to establish that the Rambam thinks that the Din of Mumar isn't about Chashad. It's really about a Psul Gavra, of being Meshuma, a Bogade, a rush of the Gavra. So then, actually, a Mumar Lekal Tarakula is actually, even Le'inyan Oso Davar may be worse than a Mumar Laoso Davar is itself. And I'm not talking about just the Tayabon, perhaps even Lahakas. It could even be that a Mumar Le'Tayabon of a Varzara and Chil Shabbos is worse than a Mumar Lahakas Baoso Davar. Now the truth is, in light of everything that we have been discussing regarding this question, namely which is worse, and are there nafkamina, we'll see actual concrete nafkamina just in a minute, a Mumar Laoso Davar Le'inyan Oso Davar, or Mumar Lechol Tarakula, the idea that you might be mechaleg between different types of Mumar Lechol Tarakula is reasonable as well. In other words, we could be mechaleg between Mumar L'Avar Zara, Mumar L'Chal Shabbos B'Farhesya, and if there is this third category, whether it is based on actual Kola Tarakula minus the other two, or Rabbi Kivager's, or Rov, or Rubo Kikulo, etc., if they actually operate in slightly different ways, then what we might say is that that there are three or two different types of Mumala Kola Tarakula, and when it comes to the relationship of Mumala Osadabar to Mumala Kola Tarakula, the Rajba Mishnah Melech question, that we would be mechalek between those as well. One other point with regard to Mumin Lechol Tarakula, before we get back to Mishnah Melech, and that is whether there isn't, in addition to Mumin Lechol Tarakula and Mumin Lechol Shabbos, the Farhesia, and of course the Mumin Lechol Tarakula that we just discussed, is there another example of it, or not? The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin seems to indicate that somebody who is a Mumar Liyom HaKippurim is also considered to be Pasul, Le'enus. And the Achronim picked up on this Rambam and discussed whether the Rambam isn't of the opinion that a Mumar L'Challah L'Yom HaKippurim is also a Mumar L'Chal Tarakula. Among others, the Beis Halevi has a tshuva in his in the Shelos Tshuvos dedicated to this question, and that becomes an interesting issue. Whether again it's the Chomer HaAveira and the fact that Yom Kippur is the Shabbos, or it's the denial of tshuva and tshuva being also kind of a linchpin idea in Avodas Hashem. Again, the problem of Essen and Lavin as opposed to Chayvei Misos, the question of the Nisem in addition to Yisur Malacha. So exploring the status of Mumin Yom Kippurim with regard to Mumin Lechol Tarakula is another fascinating question. Okay, so that's just an overview in terms of the different, we'll call it the scope of the din of Mumin Lechol Tarakula, and the possibility of there being different models and different mechanics. Okay. Having said that, so now let's move on to some of the issues brought up by the Mishnah Melech. So throughout our discussion, we've been documenting the fact that there are different types of Mumrim, Mumrim L'Tayavon, Mumrim L'Hachis, both of these, Dabar Echad and L'Hosad Dabar. The various Mumrim L'Chala Tarakula. And one of the things that we've been suggesting is that a way of charting the relationship between them is to examine whether there are nafkamina between them. And those nafkamina could include the application of satellites or Abizrayim type cases applied to each of these and whether it's Mechalek, Essen, Rabbanans, we discussed that. Certainly already with regard to Shabbos and other things. It could affect the question of Me'am Haaretz or Bikem or the problem of basically the problem of bringing a korban in this Zevach Rishon Yitzhak. And consequently that's the so we have that poll issue. Question whether a person does tshuva after the Maisa Aveira, whether or not.
What I want to examine now through the Mishnah Melech is this question of shkagos, whether you can bring a korban or not, and also I want to talk about the issue of how many times you need to violate in order to be a mumar, the issue we discussed already quite extensively, but again with regard to these issues. So the Mishnah Melech here in Chicago, somebody can still hear?
Yeah.
Okay. If we could just find out if somebody did the early part, because even though you gave me the instruction, for some reason it didn't click on, so we'll try to get the early part on as well. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Shkagos, Per Gimel Halacha Zayin, discusses the question of Asa Tshuva meaning a person did an Aveira while he was a Mumar, and then after he, he did the Maisa Aveira, he now does Tshuva, and the question is, can he bring a Korban or not? So we're familiar with our Shakla Vitaria here in Chulin, on Daf Hei, and the parallel Gemara in Horios, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Pasuk that is quoted in Shavuos and in Masechet Yoma, and that, of course, is the problem of, Zevach Rishayim. Can you bring a Korban, under these conditions or not? In particular, why do you need, Mikem of Elokulchem or Me'am Ha'aretz? On the one hand, we'll put those together for the moment because we're not yet ready to discuss Ola and Chatas. And at the same time, Zevach Rishayim Toeva, why do you need two of those psukim? So Tosas here in Chulin on Daf Hei says that you need two psukim because Zevach Rishayim Toeva would only exclude where the person has yet to do tshuva. In other words, he's omeid b'mirdo. And the din of mikem v'lo kolchem or me'am ha'aretz excludes a korban even for a gavra who bizman ha'avera was a mumar, even though subsequently, before he wants to bring the korban, he already did tshuva. So Tos basically assumes that zevach rishayim to'eva is a problem of a functional mishumad, whereas mikem and me'am ha'aretz is afkas agavra, even if at the present he is a bal tshuva, but it has to do with excluding him based on the maisa avera. If he b'shas maisa avera was agavra mishumad, that would exclude him. But the Mishnah Melech is not so certain about this question. He quotes Tosis in Chulin, which is the most explicit Tosis that says this. He assumes that this is also implicit in Tosas and Shavuos and Daf Yud Zayin Omid Aleph. But actually, his own conclusion, based on many different things, is that the Rambam disagrees. And that the Rambam, Menichos Shkogos and Menichos Maitzah Karbanos, thinks that if you did tshuva prior to the bringing of the Karban, meaning at any point, even though you were an Avaryon, a Meshumet at the time of the Avera, as long as you're no longer an Avaryon in that way, then you can bring a Korban. This is the suffix that he has. Masha Kosar Rabbeinu Ad Shiyasar B'tshuva Yesh L'dak. First, I thank Avram for sending out the Mishnah Melech, just to make sure everybody has it in front of you, because we're going to be dealing with this for the next little while. Yesh L'dak Im Kavanaso the Afim Hashgag Ha'isab Odu Mishumud Kivin Da'achshav Chazar B'tshuva Mekabam Mimenu Odil Maliolam Kol She B'shas Shechata B'shgaga Hayimishumad Shuvein Mekabel Mimenu Afilu Imchazar B'tshuva. So there are several suggestions that the Mishnah Melech makes along the way that are fascinating. So again, his own view is that this is a machlokas between Tosas and the Rambam. But along the way, he wants to know whether you can make several distinctions. We'll try to go through it as quickly as we can. The first question that he raises and that he comes back to a couple of times is whether to be mechalik between Rab Shimon and the Tana Kama. So as we know, in the Gemara in Horios and in our Sugya in Chulin, there are two views as to why a Meshumad is mufka from a Korban. One is that it's a din in Shev Midiyah, so that's a din of Rab Shimon. And of course, the other one is the limud of Me'am Ha'aretz, Lahotzi, Es HaMeshumad. So the Mishnah Melech himself wants to point out that the Bali Tosis, in their discussion here in Chulin, speak about Rab Shimon. And they don't mention the Tana Kama. He wants to know, and again, I'm giving you the short version, he comes back to it several times, is it possible to distinguish between the Tana Kama and Rab Shimon regarding this question? Is it possible to say that for Reb Shimon, that the issue is shav midiyaso, that the exclusion applies even after he did tshuva? In other words, he was an avarian, a mishumad, he did the maisa avera, afterwards he did tshuva, he still can't be makabel as karban. Maybe that is true only for Reb Shimon because he was lo shav midiyaso. Whereas for the Tanakama, the limud is mea ma'aretz, maybe it depends on his state and the present rather than his status at the time of the Maisa Avera. So initially he wants to make the suggestion either for Tosis or for the Rambam, and I want to examine that. I think that there are two ways that one could understand this distinction. The simplest way is that it's that Rav Shimon's din is a functional din to begin with. Namely, when we discussed Rav Shimon originally, we mentioned there are two ways to understand what he says. The functional way is to say that in order to be chayev a korban shgaga, you have to have shgaga as part of the mechayev of the ma'isa avera. And that is tested through shav midiyaso or lo shav midiyaso. Meaning, if he happens to be in a state of ignorance, and therefore he does the when he does the avera, but that is not what impels him to do it, because even if he had the knowledge, it wouldn't have made a difference. That's what we mean by shav midiyaso. So one way to look at that is that lemaisa, he's missing the component that triggers the chiyuv chatos. Namely, there's no mechayiv of shkaga. But if that's the case, then it certainly shouldn't make a difference whether or not, one would think it would not make a difference whether or not he does tshuva afterwards or not. Because all this is about what triggers the karban to begin with. And that, of course, depends on the moment of the ma'isa avera, not the moment of the havasa karban. Whereas, if you say mikem velo kulchem or me'am ha'aretz to exclude a mishumad, right, that has nothing to do with the mechayev necessarily. And therefore, what you might say is that depends, perhaps, on his status at the moment of the korban, not at the moment of the avera. So this would be one way to distinguish. in the end of the day, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Melech, several times, we'll get back to this, rejects this distinction because the Gemara itself is searching Ma'ika Benayhu, you know, what's the difference between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim? The Gemara ends up distinguishing between them, the Nafkamina being a Mumar Lechalel Esachelev, is he also Mufka from a Korban regarding Dam? So what troubles the Mishnah Melech is, if the Nafkamina between Rav Shimon and Tanakama is with regard to performing tshuva or being a bal tshuva in the interim, then in the end of the day, why wasn't that mentioned in the Gemara? So here I'd like to make a suggestion, and that is, you know, this is a common phenomenon where, you know, the Mishnah Melech or the Minchas Chinuch, you know, Udi Imam, you know, raise, you know, certain questions. You know, they discuss certain kind of issues, and they often, you know, bring proofs from the absence of when the Gemara says Ma'ika Benayu, you know, where the Gemara doesn't, you know, invoke this as a nafkamina. I'll just give you an example. You know, in the context of Yom Kippurim, there's like a major debate among the poskim. You know, whether the requirement for Yom Kippur is different than Kol Torah Kula in terms of Achilas Me'ayim or Achilas Grono, based on the fact that the Shir is Kekosevas Hagasa and not a Kezias. So what's fascinating is that a lot of the Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch and others, they say, well, can that really be also a derivative? The Gemara doesn't mention that the reason that the Torah says, you know, lo se'uneh and not lo sochal, implying a kosevas agasa as opposed to a kazayas, the Gemara doesn't say anything about these other nafkamina. The reason I'm telling you this, I'm trying to draw a parallel, is that the solution to this pircha may be that it's implicit in the Ike Benayu that there is. When the Gemara seeks a Ike Benayu, it's not necessarily an exhaustive list. If the Ike Benayu reflects a difference in Mechayvim, then it's possible that there are other nafkamina that are Nigrar Achareyim. That may be true in the Sugya in Yoma with regard to this question on Yom Kippur. And it also may be true here. So that if you come to the conclusion that there indeed is an afkamina between Rab Shimon and the Tanakama, namely, that whether a mumar who rehabilitates himself can then bring a korban, that depends on this machlokes, what we might say is as follows. With regard to the position of Rab Shimon, right, the problem of mumar is limited to the problem of the mechayev. Namely, is he really shogeg or not? And we don't consider gram shogeg if he's lo shav midiaso. And the nafkamina for that is going to be that you're not going to extend this from chelev to dam, because with regard to dam, he certainly is a shogeg. We don't have any evidence that if he had known that it was dam, he would have eaten it anyway. He's not a mumrla dam. On the other hand, if you say mikem, or you say me'am ha'aretz, you say one of these issues, so then it's hafka begavra, and hafka begavra, you know, is something that is formalized. Maybe chelev and dam have a certain affinity, or, you know, he's a mumrla chol Torah kula. Practically, the other view in the Bali Tosis. But either way, it's a psul or hafka, it's a gavra. So if the Gemara is basically quoting mumrla lechelev, whether or not he's mufka midam, as a nafkamina, in order to highlight these two perspectives, there could be other nafkamina as well. And one of the nafkamina could be asa tshuva beinayim, you know, in the interim, because when it comes to the functionality, you know, or the mechayiv of the korban, you know, that doesn't help kihuzeh. But when it comes to the issue of the psul gavra, maybe it does. So that's something just to be aware of. That's, I think, how we would neutralize the objection of the Mishnah Melech here and elsewhere. Having said that, I also think that there's an opposite perspective that makes sense here, and that is that, ironically, the more you think that mikem velo kulchem or me'am aretz, to exclude a mishumad, the more we think that that's a din in the gavra rasha, the more it actually makes sense, based on the language of the Gemara in Horios, to think that he would be mufka from a shkaga. And in this I would say the opposite. In other words, even if, you know, somehow for Rab Shimon, let me make it clear, there are two ways to understand Rab Shimon's perspective. One way is, as we've been explaining, that there's no mechayiv of shkaga because even if he had known, he would have violated anyway. The other way is that shev midiaso itself has nothing to do with the mechayiv of the karban. It too is a shiur in gavra, meaning it's a limud or whatever. He has to be shev midiaso, but again, it's not a din in the mechayiv of the korban, it's a din, it's a tnai in the bringing of the korban. If you take that second view, then actually, ironically, mikem velo kulchem or me'am ma'aretz is more of a hafkas agavra, and shev midiaso is not a mechayiv in the korban, it's more ikuv in the gavra bringing the korban. And then you might end up saying exactly the opposite of the Mishnah Lamelech's suggestion. Namely, that only if you hold Shav Midiaso, only then will there be an afkamina, you know, if you did tshuva afterwards. But mikem velo kolchem or me'am aretz would be a hafka'a gemura. So this is a very, very important issue. It's interesting to note, again, originally the Mishnah Melech thought to be medayik in Tosas, because Tosas speaks about Shev Midiaso. They don't even speak about mikem velo kolchem. Mostly as he moves, you know, through this discussion in a very extensive way, he, you know, at least at certain points of the discussion, thinks that there is no nafkamina, and that you could say, even according to the view of Shev Midiaso, that he would bring a karban afterwards, and that maybe the Rambam doesn't think of it's a nafkamina either. Basically, he's dealing with the following problem. Rambam doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. He seems to hold like the Tanakama, probably. And yet, he didn't read the Gemara, Ika Binayu, you know, with this particular nafkamina. So the point I'm trying to make is that I think what emerges, according to all the evidence, is either the Mishnah Melech's suggestion to be Mechalek between Rav Shimon and Tanakama, or to say for both what Tosa says, and that is that a later tshuva will not help. That's what distinguishes these limudim from Zevach Rishayim Toeva. Or to say what he thinks lemaskana is the view of the Rambam, and that is that tshuva later will help, bein l'tanakama, bein l'Rav Shimon. But either way, the suggestion that you could be mechalek is something that is very intriguing and that makes a lot of sense, but that has to be conditioned on understanding how mumar works in this particular case. Okay. The Mishnah Melech also assumes, as a davar pashut, that if you hold mumar lechelev is a mumar ledam, that in that situation you certainly would not exclude him from bringing a korban lachar tshuva. In other words, let's just make it clear. Let's say the person is a mumar lechelev. According to the Tanakama, he's therefore also a mumar ledam, al pidin, even though he has no history of ledam, and he would be shev midiaso, etc. But that's the difference between Rav Shimon and Tanakama. And now he does tshuva. So the tshuva that he does, according to the Balei Tosis, do not help him with regard to chelev. But the question is, does it help him with regard to dam? After all, and this is where the Mishnah Melech has an interesting comment. The Mishnah Melech says, well, the din of Zevach Rishayim To'eva itself should only be limited to Chelev and not to Dam, because he has no actual history with regard to Chelev. Here, I'm just going to read the line in the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech says, "De Itzra Krala Mishumad Lacho Chelev Deina Mevi Karban Al Adam Afal Gav De Lo Karinam Be Zevach Rishayim Da Eino Rasha Ladam." The Avagav de Perik Chelek Allah Kufid Beis Armin Gabi Irni Dachas de Kotchim Zbech Emusa de Shavrik Shoim Toeva Shani Hosam Dehu Mishumad La Vodazara the Kaimel Mishumad La Vodazara Ava Mumalacha Ava Mishumad La Chola Torakula Al Bashar Veros Pshita Dimim Mishumad La Vera Achas Lo Karinam Be Zevach Rishoim Toeva Kishamevi Karban Al Avera Acheres. So this is a very critical assumption. The Mishnah Melech here is saying the following. If you're a Mumar L'Avodah Zara, so you're a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula, and therefore the din of Zevach Rishayim To'eva will apply even in an area of Halacha where you haven't specifically violated. However, if you're a mumar lechelev, which according to the Tanakama also makes you a Mumar Ladam, albeit without any past history, no one will think that there's a Zevach Rishoyim To'eva problem vis-a-vis the Dam. And of course the question is, why should you say that? And I'd like to attack that from two points of view. In other words, in both cases you have a scenario where there's no past history of violating Dam. In one case, we're talking about the Tanakama who hold Mumar L'Chayil of Hava Mumar L'Dam. In the other case, we're talking about a Mumar L'Chalas HaShabbos for Hesra or a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, who is a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula, and therefore Mimela, also a Mumar L'Dam. So really you have two cases, equally, where specifically there is no past history of conduct or behavior or attitude vis-a-vis the Isur of Dam. In one case, we project from the Shame Mumar, we project a Zevach Rishoyim To'eva, and the other case, we do not. And the Mishnah Melech is comfortable with that distinction. So the comfort in his distinction, again, I think makes a great deal of sense, but it's very important. Ironically, I think it actually makes more sense according to the way that, according to the opposite of the way that he understands it. So let me make it clear. The Mishnah Melech, as we'll soon see, is an advocate of the view of the Rajba, which we alluded to before, which is that a mumar ledavar echad is mumar laosa davar more than a mumar lekol haTorah kula is a mumar ledavar acher. In other words, the Mishnah Melech mostly looks at mumar l'avodah zarah and mumar l'chalas haShabbos and so on, as if pragmatically he really was a mumar lekol haTorah kula. I mean, it's basically an extension, and it is a projection, you know, of what he likely would violate, and therefore the mumar l'avodah davar is more severe because it's more concrete, has a stronger history than the mumar lekol haTorah kula. Because he looks at mumar l'avodah zarah that way, even though it's inferior to mumar la'osa davar, for that reason he's comfortable applying zevach rishoyim to'eva to mumar l'avodah zarah and mumar lekol haTorah kula, even vis-a-vis specific transgressions. Ma she'en kein, mumar l'chalev, who according to Tana Kama is also mumar l'dam, since it's not midin mumar lekol haTorah kula, it's really has to do with these two specific isurim in some way. Therefore, he assumes zevach rishoyim to'eva doesn't apply to the dam. However, I think that you could disagree with the Mishnah Melech in both ways. Number one, you could have accepted his conclusion, but for the opposite reason. What we might have said is that a mumar l'avodah zarah and a mumar l'chalas haShabbos is a gavra, rasha, meshumad, l'chol haTorah kula. And ein l'cha zevach rishoyim to'eva, if you're focusing on rishus and begida sagavra, not just on the isur or the likelihood, you know, or his untrustworthiness when it comes to this particular ma'isa avera, then ein l'cha zevach rishoyim to'eva. Zevach rishoyim to'eva on the surface has nothing to do with the specific ma'isa isur that you're involved in. The whole pasuk implies that it's a din in the gavra. So I would have said, if anything, and this I would say against the Rajba too, that actually if there is a distinction to be made even between Mumar L'Osa Davar and Mumar L'Chol haTorah Kula, I would have opted for the view that the more you're a Mumar L'Chol haTorah Kula, the more you're Mufka from the Korban, maybe even after Tshuva. But Koshkein, if we're talking about Zevach Rishoyim To'eva, I would think that Zevach Rishoyim To'eva would apply more to Mumar L'Chol haTorah Kula even than to Mumar L'Osa Davar. Opposite of the Mishnah Melech. However, once that is true, then I'm not sure whether his distinction is so compelling either. Because the idea behind the Tanakama, as we've been explaining, is not that if you're a Mumar L'Chol haTorah Kula, you're likely also to be a Mumar L'Dam. it's probably the formal connection between Mumer L'Chelev and Mumer L'Dam, in which case, again, we're focusing on the Gavra Rasha, the Gavra Mishumad. And from that point of view, there's more reason to say Zevach Rishayim Toeva. So just as from on a Gavra level, you'd say that a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah is a Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula, I think that there's a compelling case to say for the Tanakhama that a Mumer L'Chalas HaChelev is a Mumer L'Chalas Adam includes the component of Zevach Rishayim Toeva as well. Okay. Everybody following so far? Everybody listening, hearing? I have a blank screen in front of me. Hello? We're good? Okay. The Mishnah Melech goes on to register a suffix, especially if there is a possibility of distinguishing between the Tanakhama and Rab Shimon, and according to his view, that it's more likely to say for Rab Shimon that even Asa Tshuva Achar HaAveira would not work according to Rab Shimon, something which I was suggesting you might say the opposite. Do the Tanakhama disagree with Rab Shimon, or do the Tanakhama only add to Rab Shimon? In other words, the Gemara says, there's this debate between Tanakhama and Rab Shimon. The Gemara says, Ika Benayu, that the Tanakhama are more expansive because they hold even Mumer L'Chelev is also a Mumer L'Dam, which is not true for Rab Shimon. Does that mean that the Tanakhama agrees with Rab Shimon but have a separate additional din of Mikem or Me'am Aretz Nosaf L'Kach, and that affects Mumer L'Chelev being a Mumer L'Dam? But they don't deny the din of Shav Midiaso. Michlal, in other words, the Tanakhama is also Rab Shimon. So that is the suffix of the Mishnah Melech, especially for the Rambam. But then he rejects it again because he says, why don't we say Ike Benayu? Why isn't this register? But in light of what we said before about Ike Benayu not being an exhaustive nafkamina, but representing two different ways of understanding how Mumer affects Korban, if we say that, then once again, we have an opening, to raise this question. Okay. If there are two dinim for the Tanakhama, again, is it, just an expansion, or whether there really are two ideas, one begavra, one in terms of the mechayiv of shkaga? That would be a very important issue that might play out in the Rambam Hilchos Shkagos. That goes to the Lechem Mishnah earlier in Hilchos Shkagos that we saw a couple of weeks ago as well. Okay. We should also add one other ha'ara in the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech assumes that the din of Zevach Rishayim Toeva, even according to the Rambam, applies only in Mumar L'Hachis and not in Mumar L'Teyavon. Let's see if I can find the line. He says here, if you have it, it's on the second column in the Frankel one. Yeshlama kiven da liba de rava tanakama isle afilu mishumad le teyavon have a mishumad sulo kasha mi zevach rishayim. The zevach rishayim lo mikri ele be mishumad lahachis. Have le teyavon lo. Oh. So he's suggesting that because the Rambam holds in Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos and Hilchos Shkagos that the Hafkah of Mumar La'oso Davar applies Bein L'Hachis, Bein L'Tayavon, like Rava, that the din of Zevach Rishayim Toeva, right, would not apply. Because Zevach Rishayim Toeva applies only in Mumar L'Tayavon, I'm sorry, only in Mumar L'Hachis, and not in Mumar L'Tayavon. So again, a further ha'ara, this is based on the assumption that Mermela Teyavon is a practical problem, namely that it's a chashad, and it's a chashash. And as we'll see, this is very prominent, you know, in the Mishnah Lemelech's general understanding. And one of the reasons that he embraces the Rajba, who more than any other Rishon in the entire Sugya, both in Mermela Teyavon and in Mermela Hachis, as we charted his view against the Ra'ah, against the Rambam, and so on. So this idea that, you know, Mermela Teyavon is a practical problem, a pragmatic issue, you know, whether you can trust him or not, that's a central thesis of the Rajba and those who follow him, including implicitly, in my opinion, this very, very long, very complicated Mishnah Lemelech. However, if there's a single Rishon that disagrees with this view, it's the Rambam. As we've developed, you know, from day one of this topic, you know, and kind of, you know, built it up and added to it almost every single day. If you look at the Rambam Hilchos Shechita, both in language and in substance, and Hilchos Mamrim, in Hilchos Rotzeach, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Hilchos Tshuva, in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos, in Hilchos Shgagos, every single Rambam, almost, that deals with Mermela Teyavon establishes that Mermela Teyavon is also a din in Rishus HaGavra. Namely, that the fact that he's a convenient Jew, you know, is not, you know, a Yitzro Tokfo issue. It's not a reason, you know, to perceive him in a more optimistic way, but it's an indictment of him, Begavra. He is somebody who, of course, is not on the level of Mermela Hachis, but again, in Ma'aser Karbanos and Shgagos, and linguistically in Shechita and so on, is actually continuously discussed, called a Meshumad, a Mumar, is often grouped with a Mermela Hachis, etc. So the idea that for the Rambam of all people that it's inconceivable to say that the din of Zevach Rishoyim Toeva would apply to a Mermela Teyavon, I think is a very Mishnah Lemelech internal view. Again, my analysis, not his admission, but in the end of the day, I think is extremely questionable. We should be very skeptical whether that is true. It could be true. I mean, the Rambam does distinguish between Mermela Hachis and Mermela Teyavon, notwithstanding his very critical Gavra-oriented view of Mermela Teyavon. We know there are still distinctions, or even occasions where he characterizes Mermela Hachis as a min, not just as a Meshumad, and of course he does distinguish between Marin and Velomalin, in Hilchos Rotzeach and in other places. But in the end of the day, just based on the assumption that Mermela Teyavon wouldn't be Zevach Rishoyim Toeva, I think that that is something which is probably not true with respect to Shitas HaRambam. And again, that is a very critical idea. Okay, and then finally, you come to this idea that, 1 second, after that, the Mishnah Lemelech discusses the problem of Ola and Chatas. Okay, that I'm going to leave for our next year, because I want to talk about Ola and Chatas separately. But that's an important discussion with regard to this question of tshuva and other things. We'll leave that for now. But he also suggests that maybe there would be a difference between, within the category of Mumar L'Kol HaTorah Kula itself. Again, we started today's shiur by talking about the different shitos about Mumar L'Kol HaTorah Kula, and also whether or not they break down into different types, or whether all Mumar L'Kol HaTorah Kulas are one or two. Namely, what about Mumar L'Kol HaTorah Kula per se, Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, Mumar L'Chal HaShabbos B'Farhesya, and I even talked about a little bit Mumar L'Yom HaKippurim, etc. So what's fascinating is that the Mishnah Lemelech suggests at one point that one could have said that the din of Zevach Rishoyim Toeva applies only to Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula, the full one. I guess we'll call it the Ravanan one. he has the status of Zevach Rishoyim Toeva. V'chi tema dekra, itzrich lomar de mishumad l'menasech yayin u'mechal Shabbos, de have a mishumad l'kol ha-Torah kula. De imikra de Zevach Rishoyim Toeva, lo shaminan ele mishumad l'kol ha-Torah. So it's fascinating that the Mishnah Melech thought that there might be a need for two psukim, and that Zevach Rishoyim Toeva would apply to Mumar L'Kol Torah Kula literally, and that Mikem V'lo Kulchem or Me'am Aretz would apply to Mumar L'Avodah Zarah or to Mumar L'Chalel as a Shabbos, implying either that you need a limud to tell you that they're all equal, or that they really are different mechayvim, and that they really work. They really work in a different way. He then points out that for Balei Tosis, Zevach Rishoyim Toeva actually works in Mumar Laoso Davar, and he wonders whether or not that necessarily means that there would be a Zevach Rishoyim Toeva for Mumar L'Avodah Zarah and Mumar L'Chalel Shabbos B'far Hesya. Exactly the issue that we talked about previously. Umashi Hikshor Tosis Gabi Braisa, Dechatasu Mishum, Dekiva Demevi Korban Al Ketshu, Mishumad Bo, Karina and Zevach Rishoyim, Af She'enu Mishumad L'Chol HaTorah, Ach L'Gabi Ola Lo Mimayit, Mikrod Zevach Rishoyim. So then he says, you know, that maybe you would be mechalik between Mumar L'Oso Davar and Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Exactly the issue that we talked about before. He also suggests, and this is critical to what we were discussing last year, and that is that maybe you'd distinguish between Mumar L'Avodah Zarah and Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Shabbos, B'far Hesya. In other words, that Mumar L'Avodah Zarah would be Zevach Rishoyim Toeva, but that Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Shabbos B'far Hesya would not. That's this line. He says, "Avo Menasech Yain O Mechal Shabbos B'far Hesya Lo Shaminan." B'shemach Itzrich Kra Demikem Limutinu. The Beperek Chelik Mimatina Mikra De Zevach Rishoyim. Shiny Hasam. The Hava Avodah Zarah. Ubezep Shito The Hava Mishuma L'Chol HaTorah Kula B'shemachi Mimatina L'Korbanosa Mikra De Zevach Rishoyim. Ach Mechal Shabbos Lo Mimait Mizevach Rishoyim. So again, either to distinguish Oso Davar from Kol HaTorah, or to distinguish within Kol HaTorah Kula, Mumar L'Chol HaTorah, between actual Mumar L'Chol HaTorah and Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, on the other hand, or to distinguish between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, even within that group. And it's here where he cites the view of the Rajba and tips his hand about his general view about these relationships. V'da, Shemasha Kasavti Lelda Mishumad L'Chol HaTorah, D'Shaveh L'Mishumad L'Davar Echad, meaning that the prime category is Mishumad L'Davar Echad, and the Chiddush is that Mishumad L'Chol HaTorah Kula also is the equivalent of Mishumad L'Davar Echad, V'Eini Mei V'Korban Al Chatasso, Af Shekiyamtiv Misvara, Shuvra Isi Adavar Mefurash B'Chidush HaRaj B'L'Chulin, and he quotes our local Rajba. The Rajba says, Koshali, Amai L'Ukma B'Mishumad L'Davar Echad, V'Ashminan She Mekabli Menu L'Os Adavar, Shor L'Kulam B'Mishumad L'Mishumad, L'Echo Chelev, E Mekabli Korban Al HaChelev, V'Reisha B'Mishumad L'Chol HaTorah Kula, U'Mitziyasa B'Mishumad L'Nevelos. V'Yishlomar De'im Kein Hainu Reisha, this is the Rajba, De'ma'achar De'Goli Lon Kra, to Mishumad L'Chol HaTorah Kula Ein Mekabli Korban La'achas Menaveros. Once we know that Mishumad L'Chol HaTorah Kula, you're not Mekabli Korban, Pshita de la osa mitzvah shehu mishumad la she'ein mekablin mimena alei. So again, that makes total sense for the Rajba, whose reluctance at least even extends to Mumar L'Teyavon, even to Mumar L'Hakis. Again, one could still have said for the Rajba that Mumar L'Avodah Zarah L'Chol HaShabbos B'far Hesya L'Chol HaTorah Kula, that's, you know, pure Gavra Din. It is interesting, maybe it fits into the Rajba's view, that Muma L'chol Torah Kula could even be Al Yidei Rov. It's also interesting. But the Rajba thinks that Muma L'Oso Davar is, at least L'Gabe Zavach Shoyim Toeva, is Garua from any of the Muma L'chol Torah Kulas. And that's what the Mishnah Melech is embracing. And he says, V'dash, Akrishas HaRajba L'Zula Yecholti L'Homa. He talks about Chatas, we'll get back to that. and so on. V'dasha divrei atosis b'shavua shakasavti la'el muchak midivreim nehadar minu mishumad la'aveira achas eino mevi karban ela osachet bepam achas nukum mishumad la'osa aveira, etc. Okay. So, now I want to turn my attention to another issue in the Mishnah Melech. Till now we've been discussing rather extensively whether or not what is the din of Zevach Rishonim To'eva, and what is the din of Mikem V'lo Kolchem and Me'am Ma'aretz, meaning excluding a Meshumad from bringing a Karban, both a Meshumad Bizman Ha'Aveira, as well as a Meshumad Bizman Havas, as well as somebody who subsequently does Tshuva Bizman Havas, a Karban. And whether or not to be mechalek between Rab Shimon and the Chachamim, whether to be mechalek between Mumer La'osa Davar and Mumer L'chol HaTorah Kula, whether to mechalek between within Mumer L'chol HaTorah Kula, the three different categories, and also what is the Tanakama's view about Mumer L'chelev being a Mumer L'dam with regard to that issue. Okay, so those are the points on the Mishnah Melech till now. Now, I just want to point out that the Mishnah Melech then turns his attention to the issue, how many violations does it take to trigger the status of Mumar or Meshumad? Is it one? Is it two? Is it three? Is it, regular Mefursam? The issue, of course, which we have already discussed, Tosus in Anaf Yudalad Amud Aleph and the Mordechai and the or Zarua and Tosus in Erevin and the Ramban and the Rajma and the Ra, all the various Rishonim that we have seen. So here the Mishnah Melech points out an interesting debate between Tosus and the Rambam and an apparent discrepancy in the Rambam itself. I want to go through that, again, in light of the various perspectives that we have taken. The Mishnah Melech points out that for the Balei Tosis, it appears that Mishumad La'oso Davar requires only one time. Tosis in Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin, etc. While for the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodas HaKorbanos, I think we mentioned this last year, it's not clear in Hilchos Shkagos, but it is clear in Avodas HaKorbanos, that a Meshumad La'osa Davar, Bein L'Teav and Bein L'Hachis, requires Ragilu Mefursa. So that's an interesting debate. Firstly, Kedarko, the Mishnah Melech suggests that maybe Gufa we could be mechalek between Rab Shimon and the Tanakama. Once again, that according to Rab Shimon, Pamachas would be enough, whereas for the Tanakama you would need multiple times. Again, as I said before, I think there are two ways to make that distinction. The Mishnah Melech himself probably has in mind what I call the functional way, namely, according to Rab Shimon, the problem of Shavmi Diaso is part of the Mechayev of Korban Chatas, namely, you have to have done what you did because of a mistake. Had you been in a situation where you would have done it anyway, so that lacking the prime component which triggers the Chiyuv, as far as that is concerned, that doesn't require three times. That is all contingent upon this particular Avera in this particular Chatas. So it seems like another Pasha that according to Rabbi Shimon, if the concept of Shav B'diasan, this another indication, together with the question of Zavach Shoim Toeva, whether this is true or not, because we have two ways to learn Rabbi Shimon. Either Shav B'diasan is a shir in the Gavra, or it's a din in the Mechayiv of the Korban. If it's a din in the Mechayiv of the Korban, so on the one hand, tshuva afterwards were never going to help you. That's the first issue we talked about. But by the same token, it should always depend on one time, on the time that we're actually discussing. It should never require a pattern of behavior. On the other hand, if you hold like the Chachamim, Mikem, Me'am Aretz, or if you think that Reb Shimon's din of Shav Midiaso is a shir in the Gavra, so then it's a din in Mumrius, in Meshumbat, it's a din in Begida, that might require a pattern. So the Mishnah Melech means to say, you know, more again, I think, the functional idea, but separate from that, it would make sense, you know, to say that the more you think Mikem, Me'am Aretz, there's a din of Gavra Meshumad, Gavra Russia, Gavra Bogade, etc., the more you need, you know, one would think, a pattern of behavior. So that's the first point. He points out that while the Pashtus then is that for Tosus, what you have is that Meshumad La'osa Davar requires only one time. I'm on a separate point now. Whereas Mumer L'Avodah Zarah and Mumer L'Chalas HaShabbos, if you put together the other Tosus in Shas, namely Tosus in Erevin, Tosus in Chulin, on Yodalid, some of the other reports of Tosasin, etc. So what emerges is Meshumad Losa Davar requires one, and Meshumad Elavadazara, Lechalas HaShabbos, etc., that requires a pattern. Whereas for the Rambam, the Pashtus, at least in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos, it sounds exactly the opposite. It sounds like Meshumad Osa Davar requires a pattern. When he talks about Meshumad Avodah Zarah and Meshumad Lechalas HaShabbos B'Farhesya, it sounds like one time is sufficient. So it sounds like Rambam and Tosas take two opposite perspectives. The only thing is that the Mishnah Melech points out that if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, there it would appear that even Mumer L'Avodah Zarah and Mumer L'Chalas HaShabbos require a pattern, because, as we know in Hilchos Shechita, the Rambam distinguishes between Mumar Meshumad and Pasaliedus. Pasaliedus, according to all the Nosei Kelim, means one time. Mumar Meshumad means multiple times. And in that halacha, where was it, halacha Tezvav, Perek Daled, halacha Tezvav, where the Rambam mentions Mumar Meshumad, the need for multiple times, and contrasts it with the next halacha of Psul, the Rambam includes Avodah Zarah and Chil Shabbos B'Farhesya as well. So the Mishnah Melech has two difficulties. One is the apparent stira between the Rambam and Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos and Hilchos Shechita, whether Avodah Zarah and Chil Shabbos require multiple or single violations. We'll get back to that in a second. That is one discrepancy. That's an internal discrepancy within the worldview of the Rambam that bothers him. The second distinction, the second difficulty is a logical one. And that is why does the Rambam say the opposite of the Baalei Tosfos? Why do the Baalei Tosfos think that you don't need a pattern for Meshumad La'osa Davar, but you need one for Kol HaTorah Kula? And the Rambam thinks the opposite. For Kol HaTorah Kula, you need a pattern. And for Osa Davar, you need a pattern. And for Kol HaTorah Kula, you do not need a pattern. Now the second question, we'll get to the first question in a minute. This second question, this second difficulty of the Mishnah Melech, I mean, why is it difficult? I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Rambam disagreeing obviously with the Bali Tosas, per se. So here, again, as a tip-off, this reinforces the suggestion from before, which is that the Mishnah Malach reflects a certain orientation throughout this presentation. And I think that that orientation is most acutely evident when he embraces the Rajba that I spoke of before, namely the Rajba who says that it's more obvious that a Meshumad L'davar Echad is a Meshumad L'Osa Davar, even the Gabe Tshuva, that that is more obvious even than a Meshumad L'Kol HaTarakula being a Meshumad L'Eza Davar. That mentality undergirds also, I think, the Mishnah Malach's difficulty with the Rambam. I'm just going to read the language inside. He quotes the Rambam. He notes his view that you know, that there is this parallel opposite machlokas about the relationship between Mumma L'Kol HaTorah Kula and Mumma L'Davar Echad between the Rambam and Bali Tosas. And then he says, And then he says the following. Usvarasam halazu, referring to the Bali Tosas, who think that you need a pattern for Mumma L'Kol HaTorah Kula and you don't need a pattern for Osa Davar. Usvarasam halazu, hi svara hamisyasheves al halev. This is, by the way, in the middle of Dibra Maskal Veda, Shekefi Masha Ra'inu Ladaktek. Again, every one of these, every one of these pieces start with Veda, so that doesn't help much. But Veda Shekefi Masha Ra'inu Ladaktek. So if you go down, you know, about 10 lines or so, he says, Svarasam Halazu, referring to Bali Tosas, he Svara Hamitsya Sheves Alalev. Devada Yeshel Chalek Ben Kishu Mishuma the Dover Achad, Vonu Rotsim Lasosa Mishuva the Dover Acher, the Uz Beinan Shia Rogil Umuad Lakach. Avalasosom Mishuma the Osa Dover Shenechashad Bo Bepamachas Shenechashad Bo Sogi. So, what I want to explain here is follow. Number one, if you notice, the Mishnah Melech interpolates the word Nechshad here. Who's talking about Nechshad? We're talking about whether he is kosher or pasul to bring a karban, or whether he is mufka from Nevela. So, all right, a little bit bodek sakin if we're talking about hilchos shechita, but the phrase nechshad here is interesting. Again, the Gemara in Bechoros and Daf Lamed uses the expression nechshad, and the Gemara in Erevin and Samech Aleph, as we discussed already, does equate nechshad and mumar. But at the end of the day, choosing to interpolate the words nechshad here seems to reflect, again, a question of emes and sheker, of trustworthiness. The argument that the Mishnah Melech is making is that it's easier to extrapolate Mishumad L'davar Echad La'oso Davar than it ever is going to be from Mishumad L'Avad Azara or Yechilu Shabbos, Mishumad L'Chol HaTorah Kula L'davar Acher. Because if we're talking about Chashad, right, we can only project. In one case, we have a concrete track record. In the other case, we're just have a supposition. We have a projection. From the perspective of chashad and so on, likelihood of being untrustworthy or an avarian, even if it's something that formally excludes him, the Mishnah Melech is totally right. Umaran betur kasav da'af l'das rabbeinu de'mechalek be mishumad l'pasal inyan shchita hu dafka baver acheres. Again, fascinating. The Mishnah Melech is trying to bring a proof for his idea, and that is that in the hierarchy of Chashad, right? Osa Davar is always superior. By suggesting this, something we've seen already, right? The Tur, the Beis Yosef, that even in Halacha Tezayin of the Rambam, where the we're dealing with the Pasul, the Rambam says that you do need Bodek Sakin. I'm saying the Tur says, and the Beis Yosef says, you would need Bodek Sakin, even if there was no track record, if he was Pasul Linevela, because of Nevela, because of Osa Davar. What does that have to do with this broader question, right? Number one, the Rambam himself doesn't hold this way. The Rambam makes it perfectly clear that any posel in Halacha Tezayin doesn't need Bedika Sakin. Doesn't hold like the Tur in the Beis Yosef. Moreover, as I'm going to try to explain in a minute, the whole mentality of the Rambam is exactly the opposite. And then he, you know, the coup de gras, if you will, is the third raya. Umatzinu gamkein, to mishumad l'chal Shabbos, to have a mishumad l'chal Torah kula, be'inen sheichal Shabbos b'farhesya. V'zeh muska mikal aposkim k'disa b'perek adar, daf samach tes. Ach la'osa davar shenech shad bo, af she'avar b'tzina have a mishumad la'osa davar. So the Mishnah L'melech, again, is part of his argument that mumar l'davar osa davar is an easier conclusion than mumar l'kol Torah kula mumar l'davar acher, brings a raya from the fact that in order to be a mumar l'kol Torah kula through Shabbos, you need violation b'farhesya. No one thinks in mumar l'osa davar that you need farhesya. Again, if you think that mumar l'avodah zarah, mumar l'chal Torah kula, mumar l'chal Shabbos b'farhesya, these are just ways of projecting a mumar l'osa davar, even without a track record, then A, they're all inferior, B, invoking the need for farhesya, as well as, of course, you know, that even without a pattern, l'osa davar, there's a chashad, or the use of the word chashad, all makes sense. And this is what he says. Hare, the Yoser bin Nakel, nasa mishumad la'osa davar shenechshad bo, mima she'yosa mishumad la'veira cheres, shelo nechshad bo. Again, he interpolates the word nechshad. He's basically telling you that from an umdana point of view, the projection is much more compelling if he's a mumar la'osa davar. And then he goes on to say, that's why I don't understand the Rambam, who goes the opposite. Aksvar sorbeinu lefi ma shekasa bichlus maitzer karbonos, hu behefech. De mishumad l'chelev, eina mishumad l'chelev, kiyim haraga l'muad l'chelev. Ach be mishumad l'avarazara, alechabal Shabbos, bepamachas shechil Shabbos o'avar avarazara, nasa mishumad l'chol ha-Torah. V'nei melvad shadin shekasa de mishumad l'chelev, eina mishumad l'chelev, kiyim baragil, Mitzad atzmo, who kasha be'enai, the la'osa davar shenachshad ba lo bein an ragil. Why does he need to be a ragil to be a nachshad? Ba'osa davar. Kamok shekasav nel el b'shem maran, referring again to the view that even a apostle would require bedika sakin if he was apostle benevela. Mashanir midivrei rabbeinu, midvarev rather, the gabi avodah zarah v'shabbos lo be'inan ragil hu davar matmiya. The milvad should dvarav b'chashchita nirim hefech mizeh, k'mo shekasav le'al, a davar mitzad atzmo tamua. Shenomar sheyoser b'nakel nasa mishumad l'chol ha-Torah, b'masha nasa mishumad l'osa davar, v'davar tzarech etzli talmud. Okay, so I think that the answer is simple, and the answer is the Rambam l'shitaso. The Rambam mikol v'kol rejects the entire perspective of the Rashba, certainly the projection of it to mumar l'chol Torah kula, the entire perspective of the Mishnah Melech. The Rambam is of the opinion that even mumar l'tayavon, la'oso davar, mumar l'hakis, even these are basically dinim in Rishas HaGavra and in a bogade. And consequently, Ein Lecha Bogeid Mumar Gavarasha Gadol Mi Mumar Lavar Zara and Mi Mumar Lechal Shabbos and Farhesia. The need for Farhesia is not a din that shows how tentative or difficult it is to achieve that status. It's a din either in the Makhish B'maisa Bracious or in the Begida itself, as we've discussed. Either way, the Rambam will hold that Mumar L'Oso Davar is less of a Gavra Mumar, even Legabe future Oso Davars. He might be more Chashud L'Oso Davar, but he's less of a Gavra Mumar than somebody who's a Mumar B'Chol HaTorah Kula. And that's why Ram doesn't hold like that Beis Yosef for a tour about a puzzle. He doesn't want to use the expression of Nechshad here, and he most certainly would take the opposite view of that of the Mishnah Melech. Okay. Okay. The Mishnah Melech goes on to take a stab at the, just one second, let's make sure I'm not missing anything. Yeah. Oh, okay. yeah. The Mishnah Melech goes on to make a suggestion that maybe you could be mechalek between korban and avela. Agav, meaning that maybe even Tosis will suggest that when it comes to Nevela, when it comes to Hoshchita, that there you require Ragil. But when it comes to the Psul Korban, that might be enough Bizman Echad. Which actually echoes the Rambam's Chilak, and we'll get back to that in a second. Agav, he makes a suggestion to distinguish between Ir and Nidachas and everything else, which is very interesting. Vada, the Mamesha Kasavnil Eldil, Das Atosis, Hodarminim, the Ovid of Adazar, Lo Machal Shabbos, Tavim Meshumah, the Kol HaTorah. This is the next paragraph. The next Vada, the Mamesha Kasavnil Eldil, Dehu Dafka bin Muad Lakach. Near the Dafka Lashar Dvarim, Kagon Eru Vushchita, So this is an interesting suggestion to be mechalek between korban, that would depend on the maisa avera, whereas when it comes to the dinim of hechashchita, nevela, etc., that would depend perhaps on the pattern of rishas hagavra. The Mishnah Melech himself says, maybe there's no raya for mir nidachas. Savar hisi lomar the dafka gabi erni dachas shayich lomar zevach rishoyim af shelo avdu ela pamachas the kiven shehudku rubam have a davar shal pirsum gadol the tavlin yesh lezeh shelo matzina b'shum makom sheyomru the mishenera gal sheavad avad azara right the kadosh of yamusa mishum zevach rishoyim. So again, the Mishnah Melech has a suggestion that Ir Nidachas, because it's a Rova Ir and it's Mefursam, that's another place to draw the line, that there, Pamachas would be enough. Interesting. Meaning that what you get through Regilus in regular Avodah Zarah, you get, because of the Pirsum, more immediately in Ir Nidachas. But I would say this not in terms of Pirsum per se, but in terms of, again, Begida or Rishas HaGavra, going back to the point that we made a couple days ago, a couple of shiurim ago, I was trying to elaborate that Irani Dachas and Nasis and some of the other dinim of Avodah Zarah reflect this linchpin idea of a special category of Mishum and the Chol HaTorah Kula. It would be interesting if Irani Dachas was singular in that respect. Then finally, the Mishnah Melech comes to the following interesting suggestion. He's docha the Irani Dachas idea. Ach docha godol hu be'ena l'chalik ben yochad rabim linyan zeh. But then he says something fascinating, which he then, you know, partially backs away from, but then kind of rehabilitates. Od ola b'dayti loma de kushas ha-gemar de perakam de-chulin hu b'madregos. This is the problem. V'hochi kamar. Iyam respish shomu de mishum ed-lavar zara v'mishum ed-lachol tarikula hainu de-gabe korban nachtinan chadarga v'arminan da'filu mishenu mishumad el she'avad pamachas Ein mekablin korban. Eli Yamrus and Meshubah Avardazar filo beragil. Ein a Meshubah lechol tarikula. Amai gabi korban. Ein mekablin mimenu. So this is fascinating. This is what bothered him. What bothered him is if you take the perspective that he suggested earlier, which is that you need a pattern of behavior 2-3 times for the din of Meshumad. To be Meshumad l'chol HaTorah Kula, or maybe Hu Adin Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. But when it comes to Karban, Pamachas is enough. The problem with that is, by the way, still being heard and seen? Avram? We're still there? Hello? Okay, good. Because I didn't have to do the 40-minute thing. That's okay? Okay, so I'll just continue. So the the problem is that the Gemara here in Chulin, when it's trying to deal with the Shita of Rav Hanan, who says that a Mumel Avodah Zarah is not a Mumel Lechol HaTorah Kula, so the Gemara equates that with the Sugya of Karbanos, right? Me'am Aretz, Mikem. Problem is, if indeed there are two different dinim, that one requires pamachas and the other requires a pattern, that implies there are two different dinim. How can we, in the context of Rav Hanan, how can we quote from one to the other? So the Mishnah Melech says something very fascinating. And he says, in a chanami, technically the dinim of mumar l'davar echad, you know, mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula, and the psul of mumar, the hafkah of mumar from korban, have apply in different ways. One requires a pattern, one does not. However, again, to use his language again, the tolin he be madregos. They're different, but still there's a connection between them, and therefore Rav Hanan is relevant. Meaning what? That if you hold like Rav Hanan, so basically what you're saying is that Mumar, L'Avodah Zarah, is no different than Mumar in anything else. And that would express itself both in Karban and in Mumar. But according to the Chachamim, who disagree with Rav Hanan, it sounds like what they're saying is that Mumar L'Avodah Zarah is unique, it's singular. We'll include with that Mumar L'Chalos HaShabbos B'Farhesya. And since it is unique and since it is singular, that can express itself in two different ways. In the context of Karban, it can express itself in a Hafkas Karban even one time. In the case of Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula, that still requires a pattern. So what does he mean by that? So I think, in light of the way that we've been discussing this problem from the very beginning, that what the Mishnah Melech says is actually very suggestive. And that in the following way. We've noted that this idea of Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula could be explained in different ways. There might be a debate with regard to particular applications, including Avodah Zarah. Or we might even distinguish between actual Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula Mumala Barazara, Mumala Khalas Shabbat Farhesya, Mumala Hakis, Bedavar Echad, or Osa Davar, etc. Meaning, one perspective is that this is all about the Chumras Avera, the Maisa Avera. An Avera which is so chamor that it's pogame you, it passels you. Or maybe it's Rishus Agavra, the second perspective. Mumrios, Begidus. Or it's the linchpin idea of Kol HaKofer Bavarazara Kilumode B'Kol HaTorah Kula. So one of the things that we've said all along is that these are not mutually exclusive. They're not mutually exclusive, and therefore they might be different bases, you know, for the Kol HaTorah Kulas themselves. One Mumr L'Chalel, one Mumr L'Avarazara, one Mumr L'Kol HaTorah Kula, and you'll get the nafkaminas that we've been talking about all along. The Essen, the Drabbanans, can you do tshuva later? You know, do you need patterns, et cetera, et cetera. But they're also maybe overlapping, conceptually for sure, within one. So for example, let's assume for the moment that Mumr L'Avodah Zarah is a din in the linchpin idea, meaning without adherence, without compliance to that, everything else you do is meaningless. But is that unrelated to the fact that a Mumr L'Avodah Zarah is the biggest mesis, he's the biggest bogade? Is that unrelated to the fact that it's also the biggest, most chamor Maisa Isar or Maisa Avera? So if that's the case, we can suggest for the Mishnah L'Melech the idea of the following, and that is, Rav Hanan, as we discussed, he doesn't necessarily deny that completely, but vis-a-vis, mostly Rav Hanan is looking at Avodah Zarah as if it's a, you know, Avera Chamura, but not qualitatively different than anything else. And certainly, therefore, not something which redefines the Gavra and is going to have other repercussions as well. Again, it's not Mukhrak. He could have said that Rav Hanan is only arguing about Mumr L'Chol HaTorah Kula and what that requires, as we discussed. He certainly thinks that Mumr L'Avodah Zarah is an Avera Chamura. But what the Mishnah Melech is saying is as follows. The Chachamim would bring a raya against Rav Hanan, trying to show the overlapping aspects of Avodah Zarah. What they were saying was, Avodah Zarah is the most chamor of Isurim. And therefore, it also creates a particularly acute status of Gava Rasha. And maybe, therefore, overlappingly, it also undercuts completely the entire framework of Shmiras HaMitzvos. Now, the din of Hafkam in a Karban may not require the din of Hafkas Kol HaMitzvos, or maybe not even the shame Gavra Bogade or Mumar L'Kol HaTorah Kula. Maybe it's enough simply that there be such a Maisa Avera that sticks to the Gavra. And that's exactly, I think, what the Mishnah Melech is saying with his B'Madregot. What he's saying is, we prove from the sugya of Korban the special status of Avodah Zarah, which in turn has implications vis-a-vis Mumr L'Chol HaTorah Kula, even though in one case all you require is one time, because that's the Maisa Avera or the Chomer HaIsur or maybe the Gavra Avarian, but to establish you as a Gavra Mumr L'Chol HaTorah Kula, or maybe to completely destroy the framework of Shaar Asiyas HaMitzvos, for that you require the pattern. You require the Gimel. So that, I think, is the pshat in the Mishnah Melech, even though himself is Chozer. Now, even though he's Chozer, the fascinating thing is that he rehabilitates it and suggests that maybe even within Korban, there really are two dinim. There's one din of Zevach Rishoyim To'eva, and there's a second din of Mikem Velo Kolchem, or Me'am Haaretz Velo Meshumad Velo Mumar. And this is how he suggests navigating the evidence for Tosis in Meshumad La'osa Davar, but also for the Rambam in Avodah Zarah and Chil Shabbos Farasya. Again, the problem being the problem that he raised before, that is in Hilchos Shechita, it sounds like the Rambam thinks that even Mumer L'Avodah Zarah and even Mumer L'Chalas Shabbos Farasya requires a pattern, requires Gimel Pa'amim. Whereas in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, in contrast to Meshumad L'Oso Davar, it sounds like the Rambam thinks that you don't need a pattern for Avodah Zarah and for Chil Shabbos. So there seems to be a stira in the Rambam on this issue. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, no. There's a difference between Korban and Avela. But that seems difficult. So either you can say what he just said, the way that we just explained it, but what he really wants us to say is the following, that really there are two different dinim. One din is the din of Zevach Rishoim Toeva. And as far as that is concerned, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, or the equivalent of the Rambam Maaser Karbanos, in order to be mufka from korban without tshuva, meaning zevach rishon toeva, it's sufficient when it comes to avodah zarah and chil shabbos, at least, that you violate once. Even though when it comes to mumer la'osa davar, you still require a pattern. According to the Rambam, Mishnah Melech still has trouble with that. However, to be a mumar l'kota rekula, you know, which would also make you mufka even after doing tshuva, and to qualify for nevelaso, for shchitaso rather, nevela, the din of shchita, for that, you require to be a meshumad, in other words, not just to be zevach rishoyim toeva. For that, you require three different strikes, in order to make you out with respect to that. So this would explain, again, whether you want to base it on zevach rishoyim toeva versus mumar, or just the chilek between nevela and korban, that maybe there are two dinim, or overlapping dinim, as we've been explaining all along, the Maisa Avera, the Chomer Iser, the Shem Bogeid Begavra, the linchpin of other mitzvos. As long as we assume that these things are connected, you can both save the Shaklan V'Tari of the Gemara and what seemed to be a complex posture of the Rambam in his Psakim in the different places. Finally, the last point I want to make about the Mishnah Lamelech is that the Mishnah Lamelech, and again, we'll get back to the Mishnah Lamelech when it comes to Ola and Chatas. I hope we'll have a shiur Thursday, Yirtz Hashem, and live if we can. In the end of this very long Mishnah Lamelech, the Mishnah Lamelech raises another safek, and that is, what if you have somebody who violated Bishogeg and then became a Meshumad, does he bring a Korban or not? In other words, he was a regular Varian, Bishogeg, he became a Meshumad before he brought the Korban, and the question is now, can he still bring the Korban on the Avera that he did Bishogeg? So that's another interesting discussion in the Mishnah Lamelech. And he wants to know whether you can be mechalek between mumar la'oso davar, who he thinks likely you would be able to bring a korban, as opposed to meshumad la'avodah zarah and l'chalas ha'shabbos b'farhesya, where you would be mufka. So, in the end, he equates these two. But once again, the possibility of distinguishing, in other words, whether your status after the fact, you know, is mafkia you, is something which, again, will depend on the various perspectives that we have been pursuing. Okay. That's in terms of the Mishnah Melech. Is there mincha in the yeshiva that people are going to, or we have another couple of minutes? I can't hear you. Say again. Okay, so let me just talk for 2 more minutes. Okay, we still have one other thing to do before we talk about Ola and Chatas. I still want to go over the Sefer Eshkol, the Tashbetz, the Tshuva of Rashi, and the Meiri. I want to talk about Yisrael, Bishachat Yisrael, but very, very briefly. I want to talk about those Makoros, and then I want to talk about the Makoros I gave about Ola and Chatas, but we'll try to do that quickly. And then you should start moving to Tachlife Yisuri Hana, the Rishonim there. I'll give you a little more specifics on that, and then I want to go to the next Avav, to Zion, the issues of Chashat. Okay, just...